and meet your ancient relatives, the Denisovans, their distant cousins to Neanderthals, and us. We'll tell the story of a little Denisovan girl who lived in a Siberian cave over 50,000 years ago, and what her little finger tells us about ourselves. Plus our video pick, Plants in Motion. It's our once every blue moon show. After the break, stay with us. Up next, time for the video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman is here. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Interesting, as always, the video pick.
Yes, we're opposed to bridges. Our feet are planted firmly on the ground for this video pick. It's some backyard science this week about, it's the twisty tale of why tendrils curl.
Why tendrils?
Cucumber tendrils.
Cucumber. Oh, you know, when they grow a cucumber and you see that it climbs up a vine or
yeah.
climbs up the string you put out for it.
Yeah. So they, just for a little anatomy, a little review of that, the cucumber has the plant part, but then it also has these climbing appendages. And
right.
when it's growing, it sort of swings them around, grabs onto a support. And when it does that, something changes in that tendril and it starts to curl. And that is exactly what physicist Sharon Gerbode at Harvey Mudd College and biologist Joshua Pusey at Harvard and some colleagues looked at and published this week in the journal Science. Why does that cucumber tendril curl? And, you know, you might be thinking, well, whatever, but Charles Darwin was interested in this question.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an old question. If you grow stuff, you know that this stuff, you know, goes out and curls around things.
Yeah, so they did. This is an amazing study and a beautiful video because of their research. They have really lovely time-lapse movies of cucumbers growing. And, you know, you think of plants as planted.
They stay there.
Stationary, kind of boring.
Right.
But if you speed up time, they're really moving a lot. And so what the researchers did was watched them in time lapse. They dissected them and they even built, I think this is probably my favorite part, maybe the first ever prosthetic tendril. Not meant for transplant, but to understand how they work. And they figured out that actually what's happening is that the internal structure of the tendril changes when that tendril grasps on to a support.
Wow. And if you go, it's our video pick of the week. If you go to the website at sciencefriday.com, you'll see this beautiful time-lapse video. And the tendrils are, they're like helicopters, right? They're swirling around looking for things to grasp on. And things that we normally think, plants that are sitting still, they're really not sitting still.
Yeah, and we owe a debt of gratitude also to Roger Hangarter of Indiana University, who gave us some other time lapse of other plant motions. Because I started looking into this, and you know, even the tulips in your vase are moving around if you speed up time. Their leaves are flopping. He told me this amazing story about sunflowers that I never knew. The reason that they are called that is that they actually orient towards the sun throughout the day. Their leaves do. So they start facing east and then end up facing west.
They have the ultimate solar panels. They figured out actually how to move with the sun during the day.
So if you're just sitting in your backyard for hours looking for something to do,
you could be reading a book. This weekend you could be reading the book. You got your cucumbers out there and suddenly they're not in the same spot. They were before, right?
It takes about 15 minutes for it to do kind of a rotation of its tendril, and this is how Darwin actually studied them.
All right, while we have you here, let's talk about a new book club pick.
That's right. Book club
Science
is
Friday
coming.
Book club has picked the September read, right?
Yep, it's Flatland.
Ooh, that's an old one.
Yeah, Edwin Abbott. And